He's putting himself under the shlita of the Yetzer Hara. We just think about it and make life easier. The tremendous damage we cause, and you don't cause it, and some of the people that have cast rats. It's not just taking the sacred away from them, taking the Rishon away from them. He's putting himself totally under the jurisdiction of the Yetzer Hara. The El Zor, like we said before, El Zor means El is a force. Zor is a foreign force. It's a force that fools us to think we are something that we are not. Why does a person get angry? Because he's convinced that the main mitzvah of himself is his ego. And if somebody insulted his ego or didn't cooperate with him the way he wanted, didn't accept his ideas, whatever it may be, the reason why a person gets angry, he feels that he's been destroyed. In other words, he defines himself as being one yishtik, a shtik ego, one chunk of ego. That's all he is. And you have people like that, unfortunately, when Chas Hashem, you hurt their feelings, if they wouldn't be afraid of the Vayrosh HaMachos, they kill everybody around them. I'm stuck. It's a terrible meeting. But each one of us has it on our Madriga. The murder really is coming from that. A person kills other people because of these type of things. We have Baruch Hashem, at least enough safety to know it's not worthwhile to kill somebody. Not good for your resume, for a job, or for a shidduch, or whatever it may be. But that's what's really going inside. I have to eradicate anybody who does not cooperate with me, including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the thing, the Shomim is Talekes Mimenu, and he comes out of control, he's our Shemir Asim. The Losh and Nigre, okay, now we've got to finish with the Kabbalah. The Rosh says, Yisrafik, it's Ochaz Chaim. There's a few Sfarim called Ochaz Chaim. One of them is written by the Rosh. It's a short essay on Midas and behavior. Yisrafik menatzoik v'hakas. Stay away from laughter. Not happiness, laughter. The light-headed laughter. V'hakas and anger. Ki mebalvel v'hukoy v'zaitin shel olam. Because the presence have confusion. K'kas and magir zoyis v'asma. Ki meizkas v'nibu v'alimoy. When a person is in a state of anger, he has no control over himself. He does things that he will be embarrassed of later. He will regret. K'ilu nefek v'odam acha. V'odam zog. Shein v'asma. Mr. Hyde, I don't know which one was a good one. The good one was Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde? What? One of them, anyway, he became a bad one. Yeah. A person has anger issues. He has to know it's imperative for him to work on this, to control it more. I was at the end of the game, so that's not the end of the game. Why? Because someone told me that he doesn't get angry anymore. Okay, what he meant to say is, what that is, found out very quickly. He used to get angry, he used to scream and shout, and now he doesn't scream and shout. But the same body motions and messages are the same exact same thing. He's terrifying everybody around him. With that, everyone's waiting, but who knows what he's going to do, and chop the head off. So, and it's a horrible thing. If you don't do it for ourselves, we should do it for those around us. Once again, I think it's no good so much to this oil. It's so important, and that is always registered in our day and age. A person has to know the most important thing he can do with his family is to make a pleasant atmosphere at home. It's a atmosphere of tension, anger, anxiety, whatever, certain things need to be dealt with medically, whatever it is, but all these things are so important. The fact that nowadays, it used to be that a child was brought up, this is the way things are, and he accepts it. Today, it's not comfortable at home. They look for other places. Unfortunately, there's a lot of ills that are outside of there, different forms of the false world. The cycle used to say, at this time, there's no such thing as a bubble suddenly melting down. They call it Hebrew, a major breakdown. Okay, why? Because it's from age zero, kids know you don't get everything you want. They know that we're limited in what we can have, and the physical things, and health things, and the struggle in the world of wars going on. It's a struggle. So you know this is life. So, as you grew up, and you didn't get everything you want. So, say that's part of life, man. Nothing happens. Human beings are very resilient. We can manage with non-perfect situations. If a child is brought up from day one, everything he has to get on the spot, exactly the way he wants. So when he's young, it's much easier to supply to them. But when he gets older, he wants to be the top of the class. Has to be. Not the top of the class. He's a good boy, but top third. Or not even that. Doesn't make a difference what it is. He wants to be the best basketball player in the class. People are not really better than That's where this master comes down, is that he wants that, he can't get it, he doesn't know how to handle it. That's part of the weakness. So you can ask me, is the right thing to do is limit how much food the kids get? I'm not saying that, but it's an epidemic. It's very important children have boundaries from day one. They can't get everything they want. It doesn't have to be done in a negative way. If we tell them you can't have it because they can't afford it, then give me a message that we're never, and then both of you will be more wealthy. I don't think it's good for you. Or we can have some other time, like now. It's a different way to get the message over. The message that's coming from a place that we really care about them, we want them to be happy and have everything. So part of that, that's part of the, so a person who's a kaisa, I just limit the reaction that he does, it's better than nothing. I mean, he gets a certain level of credit, but that's what we're talking about. The goal in life is to change the preconceived notion of how to react when things, when people don't agree with me. And with this guy then, I was screaming before and I was just gritting his teeth and clenching his fist and after everybody faints around and then he calms down. He's not screaming, he has a certain level of control. Can't say that. The best thing, he didn't realize, he didn't deal with the root of the problem. The root of the problem is that he thinks right reaction when he does not get what he wants is to blow up. So he's blowing up in a lower level, he turned the volume down. The goal in life is to what the Chazal calls Moishel Beruchoi. The Mishnah in Pekeyot says it's Erech HaPayim. If he has anger, but he holds it in, there's a Moishel Beruchoi. That's a much higher level. Erech HaPayim says it's like a Hebrew. Translate, he holds himself back from exploding. It's bad to explode. Moishel Beruchoi, that's like a Kravish here. That's just like a brute force. That means it has to plan that. So if you can't capture a city just by brute force, you have to learn exactly how to sell these bids and its strong parts and its weak parts and your strong parts and your weak parts. It's a whole plan. That's Moshe Baruch Hu mean. I replan the way I relate to situations. That is the aloe that we're aiming for. This picture that has in his mind that somebody does something against my will, I have to get red in the face, my pulse has to go up, my fist has to get clenched, or smack on the table, start screaming and losing control of myself. Yeah, that is something extremely wrong. And we know. There's nothing to gain from it. It's such an absurd thing. You know, the muscle I always say is, a father comes home after a hard day, he's worn out, and he says, oh, Hashem, I have time to rest up, getting home, everything's nice and quiet, nice warm dinner. And he didn't prepare himself enough in advance, so he goes in the house, and no dinner, house is upside down, his body is just, I can't handle this anymore, it's a jungle. Right, that's the situation. Okay, now, the kaiser, what did he do? He is lavish, has to kill his wife because I work so hard, you're a worthless wife, and the kids are cloud, I'd rather not have such kids, it's been a nice warm stuff, I work so hard, he destroyed my whole life. And after he explodes on both of them, it takes an hour and hours to calm both of them down, and he goes to sleep with that. That's one mahalak. And the other mahalak is preparation. The only way to reprogram ourselves in any level of the caste is, like the Yisrael Salanter says, you have to have the Yir Shamayim to build up the recognition. How terrible is that? It destroys my whole routine. It takes my neshama away from me, puts me under the sheet of the Eitz Hara. It says, to get that practical side. That is what I need to do. That I have a new hanover. I have on my phone, before I knock on the door, I stop for a second. I'm not sure what's going to be inside of this home. I'd be very happy if everyone's sleeping and the nice warm dinner. But maybe it won't be then. Maybe today, I think it'll be upside down. No dinner and the kids jumping all over the place. And then come around time beforehand. 1 second. So what if that happens? What's the right way to do it? To get involved and make things worse? Or to think, oh, you know what? My wife, I know she's a great wife. She really tried her best and the kids are really something. I'm sure they're good kids also. Everybody had a hard day today. You know what? We didn't just come in and try to calm everybody down. Help put the kids to sleep, and I'll get this up another half hour, an hour later, and it'll be all right. Beautiful. Everything works out terrific. So, if a person would just have a clarity in his mind, how the two situations play out, that it will help him also. You know, it's a twofold thing. Because number one is to realize that Sfar, Sfar Mitzvah, and also you have to be practical. Otherwise, the person's constantly getting himself, and constantly, yeah. Kamaban, one of the most basic things, which is necessary to see more, but life is about developing. The Mashiach used to say, the It's a pity the Chazorim, the Yaakov, from grade Aleph, Kita Aleph, don't teach already kids the concept of being responsible. Come on, you can't expect a 6-year-old to take responsibility of what they have. But so anything on his level of responsibility, you know, it's a nice thing, even in a young grade, some of your son is being good at, there's a cleaner that comes in, having an attempt to be good. Kids used to putting the chair on top of the table. There's somebody out there, you made a mess, let's help them with it. Thinking about other people. So, when a person has a mind frame of taking responsibility, it tremendously helps them with this, or meet those sablonos. Because lack of sablonos or kas, together, it stems primarily from gaiva, but also stems, it's a sivtok from gaiva, is the fact is that I'm perfect, everybody isn't. That's part of the gaiva. And they always have to find the scapegoat for things that aren't working out in their life. So one day there's one, another one, it's usually, Baruch Hashem, Siyad Hashemayim, take turns between the different people. It's good for this person to have a lot of people in his life so that one doesn't suffer chronically. But I'll go upon him. Okay. So that's what we're saying. Ragzen loyolze the yodel ragzenusik. A person who gets angry, and the only thing he has is his anger. He did not produce anything. And the description we described, which is a classic description, and any, there's 100 other different situations, that's the end of everything. The mess that is made by the anger is much worse than the situation before the anger. There's nothing to gain from only to lose from it. By the way, it's a halacha in the Rambam, for men, not for women, and Hilchos Ishus. It says, husband should be mechatan the wife, wife should mechatan the husband. And the husband should not be ragged. The wife is not to be ragged. It's only on the men. This thing's not fair. COVID, it's not fair. She's mechatan the husband. I saw a wonderful sefer once. He said, he's in the diaper, he said, you have to understand the difference between ragdonis and husband and wife. The husband's ragdonis is because he's a bulgarian and he thinks everything has to go his way. So the male, then it goes away. It's angry at his wife, and his wife, everything is not working out. That's terrible. The wife's ragdonis is because the husband doesn't appreciate her, or gets upset at her. She's insulted. She's not to be insulted. The husband's insulting her. She doesn't get angry at her, she won't get angry at him. She's not the initiator. Okay. Taira the Ida Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish. Moshe Onov Ma'oi Mikolon Vashatay Adonah. Sounds familiar. This read it a few hours ago. Unbelievable. I knew we picked the right thing because last week I had a few situations which reminded me, oh, we've talked about our Adonis this week, okay, control myself. It's a very frustrating situation here. Yeah, so, Baruch Hashem. Rashi says, what is Onov? Shofel the Sablon. Shofel doesn't make a big thing out of himself. Sablon, he can hold things, he can be soiled, he can carry heavy weights. A stocky, shuffle, in these terms, by the way, does not mean shiftless in a negative form. The negative shiftless and the positive shiftless. Negative shiftless means the person feels he's worthless. We saw about this before, Shmuel talked about it. The person defines himself as being a piece of earth in the shape of a human being that's here for a few years and is going to die. Can't expect anything from a guy. But he feels nothing. I'm nothing. And that we have to feel greatness. We have the Neshama Kedosha. We're eternal. We're the ones that the whole world is around us, and we're the ones to make or break the world. We're extremely great and powerful. The shiftless though is to relate to myself as I'm the one who's running the world in that aspect. I know my greatness is by the fact that I am underneath the auspices of Kodesh Bo. I'm following Kodesh Bo. It's not from me, go from Kodesh Bo. That's a shuffle. The type of shuffle which basically connects me to the greatest thing in the world. Make me great. Sablon is the ability. Sablon is the anus of a novel. He says that a novel is one of the highest levels of Avodas Hashem. We know that it goes together in the Sfiras Yesharim, it's holding on the top. It goes together with Sfiras. That's a very hamadrei. But he says that being a complete honor, even though it's an Alam Madregas, we're still holding by Zahiras, there's also goals and levels of a novel and our Ramsa Balach Lamaisa. It's a very tough Rambam. He says that every midah is enough to be in the middle. It's a very complicated thing I'm having about right now. But the middle midah between gaiva and shiflus is anova. He said, but that's not enough. To be honored is not enough. You have to be a shvarula. What? Yeah. But totally, it doesn't mean once again, there is a negative shiflus, which is on the other end of the spectrum. You shouldn't have. To totally eradicate that feeling of gaiva, that I am the one who's controlling the world, I have to remember. Yeah. So he's saying that the ability to be savant, to be soyul, that there are other ways of doing things. It doesn't have to go my way. He says that's the basic thing of a human being. The person doesn't have it. He's shaft as an other being, not humanity. He brings out from Kelm and says, Yiten and Israga and Amidus has seven. That's all the Shayush and Kol Amidus for Hamanucha. If I can live with situations that are not the way I want them to go, that gives me Kafan Nucha and Nevesh, which basically Bitochen, Emes of Bitochen, is one of the things that gives us that Koya to realize this is my Kodesh Bohu. She's running the world, eating everything I have in my life. So he put the situation to my life also, it didn't come from nowhere. Never take anything personally. This is a situation that Shabbat that Kodesh Bohu gave me. And once I get that clarity, and it's a Shoresh of Kol HaMailas, it says, Shal Hashem Tzadik Yivoy Yivoy. My? Oiz Vaki Anisoni. Batim Yishua. Anisoni. I went through a hard situation. Not just that I'm thanking Hashem, I went through a hard situation, and He took me out of it. If that would be the case, I would thank Hashem. Don't put me in a hard situation. Don't take me out of it. I had no bad gain. You took me down 10 levels, and you put me back up to zero. So what again? Why did you thank Hashem? The answer is no. That the hard situations are given to us so that we should relate to them in the proper fashion and grow from that. And then it comes out as a brother. Kabbalah, we don't look when we say, I'll come here, let me tell you, we're not looking for Israelis. But if it happens, we have to realize. And like we're saying, the Israelis are throughout the day. It doesn't have to be Mahmoud's fun, terrible, earth-shattering thing that happened. But the day-to-day situation is going through life. Be mad at oneself. You're in bed, and you press the wrong button, and you erase the last document. And you forgot to back it up, and you spend the next half hour pulling yourself, wanting to back it up. And we'll say, okay. And I have to learn something from it to be more careful the next time. Yeah. Like somebody said, the kid was riding one of his scooters, and he fell and hurt himself. Well, what tikkun should he do? I was thinking that he should stop using this machine, or be more careful when he rides it. And afterwards, some of the other things. But I feel fun. Yeah. So this is something we should know. All these situations, that uncomfortable situations, my personal thing, with my family, people around me, things that don't work out, these are all set up by Kodesh Bohu for us to show Kodesh Bohu. I understand, it does not have to go my way. I'm doing my best to prevent it in the future, to rectify the situation. There's no need for me to lose myself over this issue. The Rambam writes about the Kodesh. Rambam was a very holy person. He says, not such a big deal to make a false out of it. Why should think of the person that didn't do anything? You should get upset and not let him. Okay, I'm upset, Makara. Yeah, okay. Once again, it's a Rambam. We're not in a Madriga. But it's something to at least have aspiration towards. To put things in the right perspective. The El Zor, the foreign God, the Yitzhara is convincing us this is what life is all about. You have to have it your way. If not, you got to get angry. And we're saying no. It's the exact opposite. I would like it to happen my way. If it didn't happen my way, so I should look into myself. Take responsibility. If I did something wrong, learn how to do it the second time. And if I'm not responsible, if I didn't do anything wrong, so it's an Yitzhara Hashem gave to me. Why? Shouldn't get me all out of my issue of death. We cannot have any good friendship or be part of any society without this means of sabonis. How can you have a sabonis with something? You can't be so sober or something that doesn't think and act like you. Won't go. How can you get married? Every marriage is based on the fact that the husband and the wife have things that are different, and even things that may bother each other. But they learn to put it in our perspective. Okay, so who says that? That's exactly where I was brought up. I was brought up that you squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom. She was brought up, you squeeze the toothpaste from the middle. And the family that there's almost some bias in them. It sounds like a joke, but a lot of things are not much more than that. We're getting married. Let's see how we can build ourselves together. It doesn't have to be the... If I tell you a story, you'd laugh, but I'm telling you, I'm exposed to these things. This problem is shown by... There's nothing of substance. It's just... This one is used to this way of life. This one is used to slightly different way of life. They're both legitimate. Okay. Come up with a lot of handy little things, doesn't it? The sadness you have of a cheder, namely you had. Yeah. I skipped the line over here. Yeah, he says you have three roommates, and they are not willing to be certain with each other's mannerisms, but they do. No big hand. Yeah. And like we said, if we do have families, this is such and such an important thing. Without this, the family situation is not pleasant. And it doesn't make a difference if there are components in the family that are making a little bit more. I was speaking to somebody. They have a challenging child, which is not uncommon, but it's a hard nisoyin. But the hardest nisoyin, the challenging child, is not the challenge, it's not the child itself, but the fact that the frustrations from the child drag the parents into that feeling of frustration and anger and being disillusioned or let down, whatever, by the child. And that needs to be dealt with. It needs to be dealt with because as a parent, the other side has to make the situation at home as pleasant as possible, no matter what the situation is. They can totally go with Israeli Weintraub, one in Berlin, this a few years ago, in Bnei Brak, a person from America, I think Makubos, someone came to him about problems with the children, the suffering. So he also was an easy life. He told the person, we're created to do chesed. Sometimes Hashem makes it convenient for us, and we don't have to go looking around for it. We have it in trouble. We always have it. Sometimes it's more obvious. Sometimes it's, yeah. We have a year to even the Shmosa, this morning, he was Nifton for Thursday night. What was his name? Woodwin. Woodwin, something like that. He was here once or twice, and he was in his wheelchair, Shmuel, something like that. Woodwin, something like that. He had three boys, a little strange. So, you look at the person, something's wrong. This guy was from the Tzadikim, that was his gala afterwards. Yeah, Rahman al-Islam had three children. They were all autistic. It was too much for the wife, she couldn't handle it. He single-handedly, for the last 40 years, brought up these kids. Amazing. That's a tzaddik. And he learned with him, it's interesting because socially, they know each one of his lesson. Yeah. Anyway, so Baruch Hashem, none of us are like that, but saying every challenge we have to realize that this is something set up by Kosh Bob for us to grow from. That's why he says the term Savlan in Hebrew means to carry a load. He says that's exactly what it is. When something comes up that's not going your way, it's basically a load from a Kosh Bob that says, just put it on the back and keep on going. We hear something that we're not happy with, we keep on going. We don't let that affect our relationships. Also Moshe Levi, Cohen, they had a special meeting also. He was always calm, collected, even when people were not doing things his way. He always was focused on that. Why should I get upset? It's not going to produce any positive result. It could be understanding of the person. Yeah. Sometimes I have somebody close to me that really says, I keep the ba'almat. He could give me a sharp comment. It could be a friend, it could be a spouse. Something that's really, it hurts me. Or they have a complaint against me, which is not even fear, because I didn't do anything wrong, just blaming something I didn't do. Here's something, you have to take that comment and just put it on your shoulder. Leave it on your shoulder. Keep on going. Don't let it go into your heart. Or you put it on your chest, but not inside the chest. Outside the chest. You have to carry it. He's saying that the anger is a way of throwing off that. Instead of just, the comment was made, it's just, okay, I'm holding it by me, and standing outside of me, I just have to rip it to shreds. That's, instead of hand. Holding it by myself. And I want to tell you that someone was sitting there with Yashiv. Some guy came in the middle of the conversation, all flustered, and he's doing the whole project in Shem Shemayim. Some guy is causing problems. The guy was all upset and angry and everything. Okay, Rabbi Yashiv listened to him, but that gave him some advice. And when he left, Rabbi Yashiv said, Leder! I feel I have a rahmanas on this guy. He said, anything we interact in life, we have to let it come up to our hearts, not in our hearts. Except that way, all this other stuff shouldn't penetrate. Carry it and show it into this word. That's what I'm saying. Other stuff wants is a situation that can penetrate us and turn us into some other creature. Or if you remain exactly the same, just put it in the right place. We'll hold it on our shoulder and we'll continue onwards. We should be very permanent to chant in this meter. Like I said, I don't know if you need it, but if you meet people that need it, you can look out the ground. And that's the Sherish HaDvarim. The Sherish HaDvarim is recognition. I did not create the world, I don't run the world, and I don't have to have everything the way I want. Once I get that clear, I can have a peaceful and pleasant life no matter what situation I'm going through.